While StoryCorps is in Fairbanks recently to help celebrate KUAC's 50th anniversary, Kathleen Meckel sat down with Bernice Joseph to discuss growing up in the village of Nolato. Here, Bernice tells of moving to Fairbanks to finish high school and how different the experience was from living in the village.
When I decided to go on to college, I actually left Nolato my senior year of high school to come to Monroe Catholic here in Fairbanks just to better prepare myself for college. And I'm glad I did that just to beef up my writing skills, math skills, and prepare myself for college.
So your time at Monroe, what were some of the surprises or things that you experienced that you really didn't expect coming from Nolato to Fairbanks?
Well, the number of students in the school, even though it was one of the smaller ones in Fairbanks, it was still about the size of our village of Nolato of, 300 people. So just the cultural shock of going primarily to a white school, and there was very few Alaska Native students there. And so for the first time feeling and knowing what a minority is, because we didn't know race, we didn't know, the difference between people. We were all just together in the village, and people all looked out for each other. That there were different classes of people, it was a different cultural experience. And I had to get up and make speeches in front of these kids that I didn't know, and that was really hard for me to do. But the one thing that I fell back on was sports, and I played basketball and ran cross country, and I was actually one of their top cross-country runners there, so that helped because they had no choice but to cheer for me out on the trails.
Did you make any lifelong friendships within that 1 year? Because you were, 17?
I met my husband that year, and so he's been my best friend. He wasn't going to school there. He was just going back and forth between the village of Tanana and here helping out his foster brother, if you will, with dog mushing and all. So that's when I met Stu, who is, of course, my lifelong friend and husband and father of my children.
And Grandpa Stu to all the nieces and nephews.
Right.
The full 40-minute version of this StoryCorps interview will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. StoryCorps is an American nonprofit organization whose mission is to record, preserve, and share the stories of Americans from all backgrounds and beliefs. StoryCorps in Fairbanks was made possible by a generous grant from Fairbanks Memorial Hospital Denali Center. You can hear this and other edited versions online at kuac.org.